So Amalei said back to him, "Tiyamama b'layla lamali." Like, what do you need something by day, by night? Or Delilah b'yamama lamali. Like, Smashmi, you have to give back to him at night something that he used by day. So for what purpose? What do you have to give back to him? Something good at night and in the daytime. For what purpose? You have to give it back to the loiva. Amalei said back to him, "Esmayu, like, take this away. It's wrong." Amalei said back to him, "Loi, don't take it away." Hochikoma, this is what means to dash in his tzukim. Hochikoma, this is what we're meant to say. Ad bo Hashem esishiven oloi, that you're supposed to return something to him by the morning, zuk sasyoim. She nitnu lechavu b'layla. I mean, let's say you have his plow. So you're allowed to take his plow for a mashkin at night time. He doesn't need it at night time. But when it comes the next morning and he needs it, you have to return it to him. Then the Pasuk says, Hoshiv tarshav lo yesovit, kevoi Hashemish, you should return something to him by evening, zuk sasyoim. That's talking about his pajamas. Talking about his pillow. Shenitnu lechabel b'yayim. So at daytime, you're allowed to take away his pillow for a mashkin. But you should know, when it comes nighttime and he needs it to sleep on it, then you have to return back to him as mashkin. Omer Reb Yechon said, Mashkun oyu meis, shoim toy miagabe bonov. That let's say, you took him, the malva took a mashkin, and the leva died. So then, shoim toy miagabe bonov. He's allowed to take it away even from his children. Rashi says, what happened was really the malva had the smashkin, the plow, but it came the next morning and he returned it. And now the loiva died and his yoshim, his kids, are sitting on it. The locher is shemtoy. The malva has a right to grab back that mashkin even from his kids. The mashkin kniya. Like lemaisa, mashkin has a kinyan on it. Like when the malva first took the mashkin, Bezdin gave him the mashkin, he has a kinyan mashkin. True, there's a stocker for him to give it back to him at night when he needs it. But really, the kinyan of the mashkin belongs to the malva. So now that the loiva died, even though his kids are holding on to it, the malva has a right to take away that mashkin back from the loiva's kids. Meisvei Avakasha. Omer Reb Meir, Zichi Miach, Hashem HaMashkinin. Once the loch is allowed to take away a mashkin from a loiva that can't pay back, Lama Machzirin, why do we return it? If you have bread to take away the mashkin, so why do you return the mashkin at night? For the Gemara, Loma Machzirin, is that a question? How come you have to return a mashkin? Rachmono Mahadah. The Torah says that. Give back his pillow at night. Well, the question is like this. Miyach Hashem Machzirin, since you tell me that Lachar is you have to give back this pillow at night, Loma Chayzino Mashkinin. Oh, I'm just asking you a question then. Says, so since you have to give it back to him every single night, so what purpose are you taking it every single day? Like, you can't use it anyway, and you can't keep it, so what are you taking it for? So the Gemara says, Shaloite Shvias Misham Tosai. You want to make sure that this is called a Havor that has a mashkin on it, and if a Havor that has a mashkin, Shvias is not Mishamatit. Rashi says, Loite Mashkun Biyodoi. Till I have a mashkin, you want this to be called a mashkin in your hands. And the locher is, if you ever lend money on a mashkin, the locher is, ain't a Mishamit. And even though Shviyas, the Shemitah passes by, it's not Misham, does not stop this chayiv. You still have a right to collect the money. And secondly, for lo yasim etalt lemeit sabonav. Also, it should not become etalt lemeit sabonav. Like Rashi says, shelo yomus biyoida mashkin muksaloi, fe metalt lemeit sabonav. We do not consider this like, let's say it's by the loiva when the loiva dies. So his kids can't keep it. It's not called like metaltlim, but it's a mashkin to the malva. So taimo to hoder mashkinei. It's mashmoni kosi hoder mashkinei. Rashi's mashma shoye biyodei keshemeis loiva. Mashmoni tsoni kosi in the malva's hands when the loiva. That's pshat before. I mean, in also of lo yasim metaltlim etzbonav means that if when the loiva died, the mashkin is in the hands of the malva, it stays by the malva. It's not called Mataltlim of the Yershim. But it's Mashma clearly, Taima Tohodiru Mashkinei. You know why if the Leiva dies, the Malva has a right to keep the Mashkin? Only because it's in his hand. So even though the Leiva died, we do not call it by the Yershim, but rather we say this is called Mataltlim, this is called by the Malva. But only if the Malva is holding on to it. Holoihodiru Mashkinei Loi. But Mashma, if the Malva is not holding on to it, but right now it's by the Leiva's kids, they'll be a muchzik in it. They'll be able to keep it. So it's not like we just said before. Amar Ravada bar Masno falaf terutze komatartzale. Didn't I already give you one answer already? Tiratzach, he answered like this. V'chimiyach eshemach zirin. No, don't say that shot over here. But rather learn like this. That the question was, that v'chimiyach eshemach zirin, once you have to return this pillow every single night, if it's so lama mamashkinin, mikara, What did you take the mashkin in the first place for? So say the pshat is, shloi tei shvias misham tosoi, v'lo yasa metaltel neitzabonov, and that it should never become metaltel meitzabonov. It's not the pshat is that when you're holding it now. The question was, like, even when it's by the leiva, for what purpose did you take it in the first place? That was what the Braitha meant to say. So Teretz says, since you took it in the first place as a mashkin, so it's called a milveh, the mashkin, that shriyas can't stop this chayv. And secondly, as long as you took it at one time for a mashkin, even though lady gave it back to the leiva for the night, and then the leiva died that night, and now the kids want to use that pillow, nothing doing. Since lamaisa, you had it for a mashkin before, you have a kinyan mashkin, you have a right to take it back. Like we said before. Tana Rabbon. Bryce is going like this. The Pasuk says, Loi tovoi el deisoi lava davutoi. That you're not going to go into his house to take away a mashkin. The Malva can't go into the Leiva's house to take away a mashkin. So it's mashmo le deisoi yatanichnas. You're not going to go inside his house to take away the mashkin. Avalata nichnas le deisoi shel oriv. But you're allowed to go into the house of the oriv, of the guarantee, the co-signer. You're allowed to go to him and take away the mashkin. V'chein way most of the pasuk like that in Mishlei, there's a pasuk, Lokach bigdoi ki oriv zar. They took away his clothing because he was an oriv. Mashma from an oriv, you're allowed to take away a mashkin. V'yayim, another pasuk says, Bini, im araf l'reyecha, if you became an oriv, you're an oriv for your friend, tokas l'zah kapecha, nekeshas birmei picha, nekedis. So Rashi says, Bini, im araftlu reyecha, oyim noikeshes birme picha, shohen yose bedvorm, you like fooled him, you made him feel bad with words. Alright, turn over. Yeah. So we say, im araftlu reyecha, tikas lezaka pecha, noikeshes birme picha, noikedes birme picha, means I say zoit. Eifoy bini, vi notzel ki boyes bekafri yecha. Ilechoy his rapis.
In other words, that this is the way you'll be saved, like bini, vi notzel ki boyes bekafri yecha, ilechoy his rapis, v'rarva yecha. That means like, go humble yourself to your friend, come back to your friend. So it's actually like this, Bekitza. In momim yesh le biyotcho, if you have his money, hit aloy. You should not return it to him, pay him up. Pieces yad, we're paying back the money. V'im lav, and if not, harbe all of reyim, and other rabbi, have a lot of friends with him, become close, be friendly with him. Yeah. L'tzad sheni, like another way to interpret this is, l'beiso iya tonichnas, into his house you cannot enter. Avla tonichnas lizchor kesef, but you could enter to receive your pay for the carrying that you did. Leschar ketef, if you carry things on your shoulders. Whereas lischar chamor, if you hired, you rented, you worked on his donkey to work things for him, you have a right to get paid back. Or lischar pundak, to receive the pay for the inn. Whereas lischar diuknois, Rashi says it means if tsar loy tsaros, basically if he painted something for you, so you have to pay him. Yochel afilu zokhman al b'milva, maybe even of these things. They made a milver at it, then maybe still you're allowed to go and collect it. So in this we say, Tam loyma masas mumma. In other words, any type of a loan has a loch of a milver, and by milver you don't have a right to go inside his house. So any type of a milver, you can't. So the kids, if you're going to collect your wages that you work for him, then you have a right to go inside his house. But if it's not to collect the wages, you're just going in there to get your milver, for that you have no right to go in. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding up Kuf Tezvov and Meralef. The Mishnah says, Almono ben shi aniya ben shi ashiro, whether the widow, whether she's rich or poor, ain't the mashkin in oisa. If you lent her money, and then you want to take, she doesn't have to pay you back, she doesn't have money, so you're not allowed to take a mashkin from her. Shinema the Pasuk says, Loi sach poil beger almona. You're not allowed to take away the clothing from an almono for a mashkin. So Tana Rabbanan, look at a brace like this. Almono, when the Pasuk says, Leisachpo beged almono, so the word almono, the widow here, bein shi aniya, bein shi ashira. Whether she's poor, whether she's rich, ain't ma mashkin in oisa. You're not allowed to take away a mashkin. You can't take a mashkin from her. Divi Rebbe Yehuda, there's a Rebbe Yehuda holds. Rebbe Shimon says, Ashiro memashkin anoiso. Aniyo ain memashkin anoiso. Shimon says what? An Ashiro, you could take away a mashkin from her. Only aniyo poor when you can't. So the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, if you have a rich widow and she owes somebody money and right now she doesn't have what to pay back with, can you take away a mashkin from her or not? So Rav Shimon says, with an Ashiro you could. Yeah, again, Rav Shimon ain Ashiro mashkin anoiso, aniyo mashkin anoiso. Shato chayiv lahachzilo. Because the reason why you can't take a mashkin from is because you have to return it to her. And then you're going to give her a bad name. Like you're going to keep on going to go into a house. So it'll be a bad name for her. Like men are coming to her. So therefore you shouldn't take the mashkin. So Mora says, Lememri, you want to tell me to Rabbi Yehuda lo dorish time of the kru, that the kru Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan any time. The pasuk says tam, you can't take away your beged. So mashme any amona. Whether she's rich, whether she's poor, we don't go after any svaras, any reasoning. Stam, you don't darsh in time of the kruah. Therefore, every amon it's also. For Rabbi Shimon, darsh time of the kruah. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's a reason involved. So therefore, the reason is only because she's poor. And then, the Allah will take away a mashkin from her. If you take away her pillow, so you're going to have to give it back to her at night. And that's not nice, because you're a man going to her house. It's going to be a Moshe Shemram. So therefore, the Torah says, you can't take away a mashkin from her at all. But if she'll be rich. So then the pshat, if you take away a mashkin, you don't have to return it to her. She has plenty of them. You don't have to return this. Then it'll be muta. So you want to tell me Rabbi Shimon Darshan's time of the kro. So Mora says, well, ipcha shamin and lu. We learned just the opposite. The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says, v'lo yarbe lo noshim. By a king, he's not allowed to have too many wives. Rabbi Yudu ha'ime mar behu. No, he's allowed to have a lot of wives. Obavach lo yehe masises asliboy. Like as long as he has good wives. As long as the wives don't take his heart away from Hashem, then it's okay. So Rabbi Shimon says, so that's that mitzvah that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That he's allowed to have really, just he has to make sure Shlo Yehi Masir Es Liboy. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Afilu Achas, even if you only have one, Vehi Masir Es Liboy Erezel Yisienu. Shimon holds no. And for that svar alone, even if you only have one wife, that takes your heart away from Hashem, you shouldn't marry her. Him came, if so, how come the Torah says don't have a lot of wives? Because it can't mean don't have a lot of bad wives, because even one bad wife you shouldn't have. See, so what does the pasuk mean? Gemara says, afilu kavigayil, means even to have good wives like Avigayil, still he shouldn't have a lot of wives. So here it is, Akash, here you see just the opposite. Yeah, Shimon holds, takes the pasuk the way it says it. It says, lo yarbaloi mashme any. Even the best wives, he shouldn't have a lot. And if Yehuda holds no, it's the time of the kruah. Therefore, you can't just have bad ones, but good ones you could have. So you see, it's far just the opposite. Gemara says, lo yaylam really, Rabbi Yehuda lo dorish time of the kruah. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash in time of the kruah, really. The shani yach, here talk is different. The mefarish kruah, because here Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk explains itself. Like when the Torah says clearly the reason, so I'm not darshaning, the Torah says it. The pasuk says, lo yarba lo noshim, for lo yosur. So the pasuk says clearly like, don't have a lot of wives in order that they should not take your heart away from Hashem. So the pasuk says clearly the reason. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, what the pasuk is teaching us, you can't have a lot of bad wives, but to have a lot of good wives, you're allowed to. Like, my time of lo yarba lo noshim, what's the reason why you're not allowed to take a lot of wives? Mishum de lo yosur. Because the reason is they shouldn't take you away. That's shots from Rabbi Yehuda. That's why usually Rabbi Yehuda does not dash in time with the crew. Therefore, it's good in our Mishnah, the Lord Luch of our Bryce before Rabbi Yehuda holds, no matter what type of an Amona, you can't take a mashkin. There's no time in the crew. Here it's different because the Torah says clearly lo yosar. For yet, nothing more says Rabbi Shimon. What about Rabbi Shimon? Michti, let's see. The Yalmo dash in time with the crew. Stack it true. Usually Rabbi Shimon does dash in time with the crew. If so, lichta rachmona la yarba. So according to Rabbi Shimon, she did it all over. He does dash in time with the crow. Here also, when the Torah says la yarba la noshim, I would understand myself in svara, it means because too many wives will be bad for you. So how come here the Torah has to say la yosar? That's his question. Again, Rabbi Shimon, michti bial ma dashin in time with the crow. Lichta rachmona la yarba la binin la yosar. Vano yadan and I would know myself. My time of Loyarba, what's the reason why he should not have a lot of wives? Mishum de Loyosar, I would know it without the Pusik saying. If so, Loyosar, the Kosar Rechman Alamali, why do I need this Loyosar? What does the Torah have to say it for? Gemara says, Afilu achas, even one. O mesiras liboy, harezo lo yifienu. That's what the pasuk means to teach us. They're telling us over here that even if one of them, O mesiras liboy, harezo lo yifienu. So what's the hero coming out good, Reb Shimon Estes? So therefore, in Svarataka, it would only be like, if you're just saying only if they're bad wives. In Svar, I should have said, if you have 100 good wives, it should be mutter. But here, Reb Shimon tells not like that, because here there's an extra post, there's an extra word of lo yosser. So lo yosser is teaching me not even one bad one you can't have. If so, what does the pasuk say, lo yarbe? Here, Reb Shimon takes it, face value, as if the pasuk is saying clearly, lo yarbe without a svara. Therefore, really, it stems all over. Reb Shimon does dashen time in the krua. That's why now Bryce here, he says, taka, to a rich one, you could take away a mashkin. Only over here, since there's an extra word, lo yosser, here he doesn't dashen time in the krua. Now the Mishnah says, if you take from Mashkin the millstone, is oive mishum laisaseh, you're over lav, v'chayim mishum shnei kelim, and you're also over like taking two kelim. Rashi says, elyon rochov v'yatachten rechayim. On the millstone, there are like two different kelim. So over two, like two lavs, you took two kelim. Shnei, the pasuk says, lo yachbo rechayim v'rochov. You can't take away a Yerechayim v'rochav. That's the top part of it. The Rashi says, Halyayin v'rochav v'tachtim rechayim. V'loy rechayim v'rochav b'vadom, not only these things, hello kol dover sh'oysin boy oichon nefesh. Anything that a person needs to live on, you're not allowed to take away from him. Sh'nema ki nefesh u'chayvel. Like the Tos is saying a reason. You know why you can't take away his millstone? Because that's what he needs to live on. You're taking away his nefesh. The Torah says you can't take away a nefesh from somebody. So what's with this? Omer Rafuna says, Chova Rechayim, if you take away Ramashkin and Rechayim, Leikishtayim, you're over two lads. Mishum Rechayim, because you took away the Rechayim, the millstone from him, or Mishum Kinefeshu Chayvel. At the end of the Pasuk says, Kinefeshu Chayvel. Yeah. So therefore it's good, that's what the Funa says, if you take away the Rechayim, you're over like two lads. Even though the Pasuk only says the one, Lo Yach Rechayim Rochov, Kinefeshu Chayvel, but he owes like the end part of the Pasuk is like a lav by itself. When the terrorist says the reason, don't take away the smashkin, because it's like taking away his nefesh, that's considered like another love.